It looked like a needle almost.
It's an insect.
Uh-huh. Some people say they're a sign that if you see one of those, you can see there'll be snakes around. That's an old superstition. Well, I tried to draw a picture of it before, and I don't know if this is a good picture or not, but they're really long like that.
Now they stay around on the water, don't they?
More or less, uh-huh.
On top, you see them on top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a water. I just forgot the name of that thing.
Oh, and have you heard of dragonflies?
Dragonflies? Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you ever heard them called snake doctor?
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right, and is that because you can tell they're snakes?
Yeah, no, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay.
As far as snakes are concerned, I don't think. But there's another name for them. That's not the real name. I was trying to think of the real name that the dictionary gives for them, but I forgot what that.
The real name isn't dragonfly?
No.
Hmm.
It's a water something.
All right, if you think of that later, tell me. All right, what are the different kinds of stinging insects?
Oh, me. Wasp. Yellow jacket.
Tell me about their nest, too. When you...
Well, now, a wasp makes a little small nest like on the roof of that porch out there. He'd get the corner up there and make him a little nest.
Yeah.
In other words, he tries to make a little nest for it to stay out of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, your little yellow jacket, now, he makes a hole in the ground.
That's right.
And makes his nest. Now, you got your bumblebee. Now, your bumblebee, if you got any soft wood around in your house, like I say, out there on the porch, you got rafters to hold your porch up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll cut a hole in that rafter and go in there and make him a nest in there. And, of course, you've got your bees. You have your bee gum. The farmer has his bee gum. But a lot of times they'll swarm, and this swarm of bees will go to a hollow tree somewhere out in the woods. And I've cut many a bee tree. And get the honey out of it, and the bees take them back home. And now you've got the hornet. Now the hornet stings too. Now he'll make a nest about the size of that lampshade there.
Ooh.
And it's what he makes it out of. I don't know what stuff he gathers, but after he makes the nest, it's similar to paper. And then the hole. Go in and out. He leaves a hole in the bottom. He goes in and out from the bottom.
Okay. And did they build those in trees or where?
Yeah. Now they'll hang them up on a limb. They'll build them up on a limb somewhere.
Okay.
Now that's one that'll really get you.
Mm. I've never been stung by one.
Well, I tell you, you won't have to have anybody to tell you what stung you when one hits you.
I'll know it, huh?
You'll know it.
They're worse than any of the other kinds.
Oh yeah. Mm. One can hit you in the face. He'll knock you down.
All right, what are the other, there's one other kind now that you've left out. They're black or brown.
The left out that stings.
Yeah, they're sort of like hornets, only they...
Well, now, an ant, these big old ants will sting you too.
No, but these are flying insects.
Flying insects.
And they build they may build little mud nests.
Well, now, you're talking about a dirt dauber.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think them things will sting you.
Oh, maybe they don't.
I never heard tell of one stinging anybody. I've handled them. Now he'll build a little row of nests about the size of your finger, may have several side by side there.
Uh-huh.
And then when he gets that thing, now she'll lay that egg back in the bottom of that nest, and then he'll go out and catch spiders and different things and put all up front, and then he'll seal it up. All right, now when those eggs hatch back there, well, them young ones, they'll eat their way out.
No kidding.
Yeah, they'll eat all them bugs they put in there. So by the time they reach the front out here, well, then they're big enough to be on their own.
That's clever. That's cute. All right, what about these?
Wasps. Well, I mentioned them.
Did you?
Yeah. Wasps and yellow jackets.
Oh, I thought you just were talking about hornets and yellow jackets. Okay.